should get Halo tomorrow's talk. Very, very, very important sugya, which covers a lot of the other inyanim b'shuas that we haven't seen yet. Zogdi Gemara Toshma. Tony Ryan Bachoma, Abba Shayim Mitzvim Kfir Bimikzas, Vaidol Bimikzas, Shemachinam Vashar Nesach Vasecha. You all know that there's a thing called Shuas HaShemim. Shuas HaShemim, like Rashi speaks out, is when a Shemachinam, for example, says that it was stolen, or Shemachinam says it was Nenas, where you potter, but you have to swear. That's what's called a Shuas HaShemim. Roim Bachoma was Machadish, something very interesting, that the din of Shuas HaShemrim, that the Shem Echinam has to swear that it was an Einis, and the Shem Esach has to swear that that it was a Gneva, excuse me, the other way around, is talking about a case where there was a Mordu Mikzas in the picture. Let me just explain the politics behind the scenes. The Pasuk of Ki Huzeh, which you learn out where the Mikzas from, is actually brought down in the Parashah of Shemrim. So the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk Yuzev Vayit Miktas is talking about by Shemrim. What does that mean? So that's what this Bryce over here says, Rayim Bachoma. They only chayv Ashuas HaShemrim when there's also Maida Miktas in the picture. That means one animal I was Maida, one animal I was Kafir, and one animal I tainted a taina of Ptor. A taina of Ptor is not a Kfira. For example, if Hashem Echinim says that it was Nignav, he's not taining that that's not called the Haidah, that's not called the Kfira. Kfira means it's Nuchiyah. I'm taining there is Nuchiyah, but I have a Ptor. Over there you have to swear. Rami Bachama learns out that since the case of Moedim Miktas was brought down in the middle of smack of the Parashah Shemrim, so besides the regular Parashah Shavuos Moedim Miktas, which he also agrees to, he says that it's the Tanai, only Chayat to swear Shavuos HaShemrim, only in a case with his Haidah, is a Kfira, and then on the third animal you swear Shavuos HaShemrim. Azari Shteit in Rami Bachama. Let's see it inside. Rami Bachama Arba Shemrim, in order to swear on the Shavuah, that they need to swear, Ktzichin Kfir, Mikzas Vaidah, Mikzas Shemachin, 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 Hegi Dami, Lav Dama Lehelach. The case was that we're talking about a Pekodin. So one animal I denied that he gave me a Pekodin. One animal I said, here it is, Bebakasha. And the third animal I tined it was stolen, or I tined it was Nenas. That's called classic way to mix. It's more just like, not talking about a case of Helach. Dama Lehelach, Gimel Paras, Masar Tilecho, Umesu Kuzu Bebshia. He tined all three died of Bebshia. Only you chod a lot, Dami never gave me. Chod a mesa b'aynis, he's a shemachinam. Chod a mesa b'pshia, divina shlomo lachod a lot, heiluch was not heiluch, because I owe you money. The animal's not here anymore, and I'm asking. There's two horrors over here in Pshat before we move on. Number one is, Rabbi Rechama says, Zach, which is not our sugya, that the din of Shavuos HaShemrim that we all learned back in Perek HaMafkid, that Hashem is chayav to swear, let's say Hashem Echinam is chayav to swear that it was stolen. Hashem Echinam that it was stolen is potter. He swears that it was stolen in his potter, but he has to swear. That din that he has to swear when and to potter himself was only said when there is also an event of Moedim Mikzas going on. What's potter is an event of Moedim Mikzas going on? There was an animal that I was Moedim, there was an animal that I was Kafer, and there's an animal that I tainted Nignav. So the first thing is, the Gemara says, what's the case of Moedah? Pashas, what you said, here, take your animals, if you call them, right? One animal I denied, one animal, here it is. And the third animal I said it was stolen. So the Gemara says, that's called Halach. Why is it called Halach? By the way, it's like Rashi. Lav the kaim makamon, v'omr le kechenu v'chol mokim shehi dehainu Halach. This is a little bit of a steer in Rashi. Rashi says, the kaim makamon, it's here in front of us. And then he says, kechenu v'chol mokim shehi, take it wherever it is. Very not clear, Rashi. The Achrayim are very busy with this, and the Rishayim are busy with this, and there's a huge machlekes between the Raivin and the Valamara. Later on in Perek HaShayel, the Sheet of the Professors brings down a long debate. Why is Pekodin called Halach? Does it have to be in front of us, where I say, take it? I'll give you an example, okay? The Rishayim will hold that Halach is only in a case where you took money out of your pocket and you actually paid the Rambam. So why is it Pekodin? What about if you called Halach? Why did Gemara take on that if I say it's a Pekodin, then it's automatically called Halach? You didn't give it yet, because it's sitting in your house, and what? And it's yours, so it's like what? It's like the money that what? It's like the money of Rashi. What's the Milo, if you call them, by the way? And Rashi, and it says it's Machlokes over here, correct? And it says it's Machlokes over here. This is the case in which we're coming to be a Raya. The Halach is Chayev, correct? So what's the Raya? It means this is a case of Machlokes over here, I'm Shesha. So what's the Machlokes? You have a Zach, which is about to be paid, correct? It's about to be paid. And Bivalt, it's about to be paid, and it's yours. So it's very similar to what Rashi called back before the money. And Rashi said before the money is B'chol Makom Shehem. Rashi quite used the same lashon. So that's what Pekodin is. Pekodin is something which is about to be paid. It wasn't paid yet, right? But it's about to be paid. It's otot about to be paid. As Ezei Shteito over here in Rashi. That's horror number one. Horror number two is not our topic, but I want to speak it anyway. Roim Bacham over here says, they only have a Shuas Moedim Mikzas when, you only have a Shuas Hashem when you have Moedim Mikzas in the picture anyway. Effectively, Shainim in the Shita, they all ask this obvious question. If you have any way of to mix us in the picture, so let's see. Shor number one, I admitted yes. It was a Pshia. Shor number two, I denied. Shor number three, I said that it was stolen. So what's the deal? You have to swear Shavuos Hashem. In fact, all the Rishainim, you have to swear anyway, without a Shavuos Hashem. Why? Because since you swear to mix us on Shor number one and two, you have Gogol Shvu on the other one. As they affect the Bein Peretz in the Shita, as they affect the Ravid in the Shita, as they affect the Ramban over here, a big kash on Roim Bachama. It's not our topic, we're not going to go into it now. Roim Bachama, he said a weird zach. He said, you only chayv a Shavuos Hashem, for example, to swear that it was stolen, only if on the other two animals you have Moed Mikzas. Once you have Moed Mikzas on the other two animals, you anyway chayv to swear as Moed Mikzas. Once you chayv to swear as Moed Mikzas, you have Gilgul Shavuos on the other thing, I can remember Gilgul Shavuos and any other time I have with you. So why do I need to come on Bachal to a parasha of Shavuos. If anyway, I always have to have Moed Mikzas. And once I have Moed Mikzas, I anyway swear else Moed Mikzas. And once I swear else Moed Mikzas, I have Gilgul Shavuos. So why did the Torah Kedosha have to be Bechalmi Mechadish a Parsha Shavuos Hashemim? You anyway swearing else Gilgul Shavuos. As they affect the Ravid, as they affect the Bein Peretz, as they affect the Ramban. So it's very interesting. What's the Geah to us is Bein Peretz is a fascinating Teretz. Bein Peretz says, there's a huge Nafkamina whether you're going to swear Geneva, whether it's going to be as Gogol Shvuah, whether it's going to be as it's Egen Shvuas Hashemim. And then Afkamina is going to be the Lagabi Mitoich. In a case where you won't be able to swear, will we say the Din of Mitoich? Rabbeinu Peretz speaks out over here in the Shita, it's not in the back, it's Talmidei Rabbeinu Peretz in the Shita. The Shita speaks out that Mitoich wasn't said by Gogol Shvuah. The only time we say Mitoich Sheni Yochel Dishav and Mishalim is on the Shvuah itself, not on the Gogol. Mela, if you're going to have to swear Geneva because of Gogol Shvuah, we're not going to say Mitoich. But if you're going to swear the Shua because it's Exeris HaKosu that says you swear Shavuos Hashemim, then there'll be a Din Mitoich if you can't swear, let's say for example you're a Choshen. The Mela is an Afkamina to the fact that you have a Chiyav not as Gilgul Shua, you have a Chiyav as the Ezra Shua Alein. The Rabbi in the Shita says, Al Dutra Rotsam Ayin Shom. Akoponim the Gemara said, wanted to bring a Raya that Helach is Chayiv, and the Gemara said there's no Raya, because the case of Rabbi Muhammad is talking about a case where I said, I was Peshea, I didn't say, here, take the animal. Zakti Gemara. This Gemara is very, very important. I'm going to say very, very tiferet, and with this will close the sugya of Helach. Toshma. The Tani Avur, the Rebbe Apartriki, the Rebchia Kamaisa. Rebchia Kamaisa, what goes back to Rebchia Kamaisa, our old friend? What did Rebchia Kamaisa teach us after a long-winded journey as we start to move out of Rebchia Kamaisa? Rebchia Kamaisa taught us that if I tell you it'll be $1,000 and you're Kaifa Bakol, and you admit, what, $500? And the Eidim say $500, you have to swear. Tana Vudibay Apichi brings a brisa that's a raya, not like a chikam isa. Mana de biyot palem and lechavi al deklov, Eidim Eidim asa shesh biyot hamishim zuz, yochol ishov al ashar, tamolem akol aveda shvim ki huze, al edos pivat mechaiva, vyid mechaiva al dos Eidim. It's a shocking zach. At the closing moments of the sugi of chikam isa and chikam vashaisa, as we depart from it, sadly, Asugi becomes a friend of yours over time. A friend you don't always get along with. Okay? Sometimes he's nice, sometimes he's not nice. But he's a friend. It's a relationship. Today, depressing day for me today. Yeah? What? I got depressed today. You understand? There's not, who says, we're not going to see a Chikam Aisa for another 5 years, probably. You understand? That's so simple. Chikam Aisa, Chikam Aisa, Helach. These are my closest friends, you know. Yeah, it's without insult to anybody else. Akapana Gemara brings a... What? I didn't mean Yaroshov. Yaroshov is the sugi itself. Yeah, Yaroshov is Rechir Kamaisa. The... What? One day. At least you made it to the point that you understood what I just said. In the sense, that's really a huge dagger. ויהי השם בשעותיו ומוצלחס. I just meant to give you this kind of book, but I have to repeat it. It was clear. Okay? Yom Kippur, a very interesting sach over here. At the end of a long journey where we killed ourselves to understand Ukiya Kamaisa, we killed ourselves to understand the Tzad HaShava, and we killed ourselves to understand the Kabbal Chaimer, and we went through a Sugya of Carbon, if you remember, we went through a raid on the Tzad HaShava, and we went through all the Tifa raid, in the end the Gemara brings a knockout, Gemara brings a Pasuk. The Pasuk says there's a Miyot. The Pasuk says Ki Uzeh. The Pasuk is Mimayit, only over here you swear, you don't swear by any other case, you only swear by the Oz building. Shocking Zach. Zokimara, Inochanami, you're right. You bought me a Raisa from Inochanami. It's Richtig. You bought me a Raisa from Rabbi Avuhu Apuchiki. That you found me a Raisa. Raisa says, not like a Bechika Maisa, it's Inochanami. Zokimara, Bechia, Masisa Karamas, Lady of Bechia, Bechia Tana, who called the Bechia as a Dark of a Tana. Because from that door, and really, he can argue on a Braisa. Miller, Bechia argues on a Braisa. Ferkimara, Vaha, Vakra, Kamar, Hahu. Kizehu, Kizeh. The Moedim Mitzvah Zatayna. What's Moedim Mitzvah Zatayna? The Pasuk is telling you who. It's the regular Moedim Mitzvah Zatayna. It's not coming to your mind. What the one's answering is not a Miyot. It's not a Miyot. Says Rashi. The minute it's not a Miyot. Says Rashi. Havu Mivoyle Vahidos Mitzvah Mechayel Lishvah. Vahasid Asid. Vakal Vachayim Kedal. You like a Kori Seh. Just reading. You don't have a Miyot. All you know is you have Moedim Mitzvahs. The Rav Chia can learn enough. And the Kal Vachayim slash Tzad HaShofa. What does he do? No, where's there a mirror over here? In Ochanami, the Pasuk's Megalot, you might have mixed us, but from there we built the Tzad HaShofa. Why are you knocking out Rechir Kamaisa? Amalach HaKsiv, who? HaKsiv Zeh. It says, Ki Hu Zeh. Chad HaMoyed HaMikzas. One of them is Mar BaMoyed HaMikzas. Chad HaDal Zeydin, the part that once coming, Lamutei HaDal Zeydin. So again, Avoid HaPachiki comes back and says, have a knockout mirror against Rechir Kamaisa. The Edoch was a Chiyot. The music bar doesn't say he doesn't hold an Amiyot. What do you do with Amiyot? Chad the Moedim Mixes Ataina. One is teaching me that you're Chayav by Moedim Mixes Ataina. The Chad the Moedim in Ataina that you're Potter. That means what? You have to be Moedim to the Min Ataina. If I'm tying you A and you're Moedim B, then you're not Chayav. The Edoch. Moedim in Ataina, let's live. So like I'm good. Until I keep it, I was a Potter. I'm good. I was like a Chayav. Male what? So the miyot can't be going to teach me that you need hadom min ataina. The balta can't be teaching that you need hadom min ataina. Well, it's coming to my mind of chiyah kamaisa, and that's telling the chayzim we are one and of tana chitim v'ayda l'besar and ayuchay b'shavu anat. Listen carefully. That's the end of the gemara. So the end of the gemara, by the way, ends with a dramatic end. That the Rav Avuhu Apuchiki brings what? Rav Avuhu Apuchiki brought a brisa that's brought a miyot. They not have a chiyah kamaisa. Nachlekes apaskin, how we paskin to Yisrael. He speaks about it. Do we paskin? We don't paskin in the next sugi a little bit. We'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. But Akoponim, that's the Gemara here. The Gemara, meanwhile, got entangled in a zach, which is a little bit off the blot, but as you're going to see, it's not off the blot, it's on the blot, it's directly in the get. Everything spoke about the last month. Kipshuta Mamash. The Gemara said that if you don't hold the miyot to be Mamayit of Chiyah Kamaisa, what's it coming to Mamayit? It's coming to Mamayit Tonochit of Hodel of Yisrael. It has to be the same Minatan. It's exactly as a Kosov. Rav Gamliel argues, Rav Gamliel holds that Yechayiv. So that's him. Avod Rabbi Apochik is going like Rav Gamliel holds Tonochit of Hodel of Yisrael. Chayiv and Adkan. Okay, finished. The story is like this. We'll end with a big bang, which ties together everything we spoke about. This sheet of Gamliel holds on a chit of Hoylo B'Sarim Yechayiv. Tay speaks out, V'Hoydi B'Sarim Potter, Af Min Asarim Kedamuch Hashul Yamin Yach. I want to focus on this now for the rest of the day. I go to a guy and I'm tying, give me $1,000, a chit of he admits Sarim. I'll talk about soon how much he admitted. We'll get to that soon. There's a famous Rabbi Kivyeg about it. But, Tan Ochit of Hoylo B'Sarim. I went to the guy and I said, Yomi Chitim, Yomi Sarim. He admitted Sarim. Since Tais is potter, you're not just potter from a shvuah, you're potter from the Sarim themselves. We'll see in a minute why. I brought you today a photostat of the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, Mefurash, a memro. They're potter from the Sarim also. We'll still see why. Again, if I'm telling you chitim and you're moided to Sarim, you do not have to pay the Sarim. We'll talk about chover in a few minutes why. That's the din. Says Tosfos in Baba Kama Dachlam and Beis, that this din that if a Taveh Yuchitim and you might it's a Sarim, you put them in the Sarim, is even like Rungam Liel. And that's the consensus of Tosfos in a few places in Shas. In Shuvah Stav Mem, Baba Kama Dachlam and Gimel, this din, that Rabbi Baranossim, what I printed out to you today, right, who said that you put them in the Sarim, is true even like Rungam Liel. I tainet chitim, you are my desirim, you're part of paying the desirim, and yet you have to swear. Okay? It means when Tais also matters to swear. Tais brings down the yipati, doesn't say it's time machlekes and gilam and the rabbanon. Tais brings down when I'm tainet yuchitim and you're my desirim, you're part of, and then program machlekes and gilam and the rabbanon, whether you have a shua, do you need to have a hadami min hatainet? I think that's a question, by the way. That's machlekes and drushes. Do you have to have a hadami min hatainet? Does the hadami have to be from the same min as the tainet was? Or does it express a question if it's not from the same min, then you don't swear? I want to stop here, and I want to point out the dramatic nature of this Gemara and the controversy that this Gemara set off, which is connected to all the lomdas we spoke about the last few weeks. We're looking at now, for the first time, at a situation. We are now looking at, for the first time, a situation where a guy was tevea X amount of money, the other guy was Moida, the guy who was Moida is Potter, and yet Rav Gamliel says you have to swear. We're starting again now. Rav Gamliel said that if I have Taveh Chitim, you're Moed Esayim, you're Potem Vein Esayim. And yet you have to swear. We never had such a case before, by the way. We had cases of Eni Yachalichbo, we had cases of Helach, we had other cases. We never had a case before like this, where the guy was Taveh Chitim and he was Moed Esayim, and you're Potem. You still have to swear. Moed Esayim. Why? Because I don't care if it's in Min or Taini. It doesn't have to be the same Min. You can have the Taini on one thing, they had done something else, and still you have to swear. But you put in pain. We'll soon see why. I'm going to speak out a bunch of shots in there. Vector Nachas David over here, a bomb kasha, which is earth shattering. Vector Nachas David, an earth shattering kasha, mamash, which you have to shake from such a kasha. So we arrived at a Gemara here for the first time that holds that it was Tevei Yuchitim, you made in Siren, and you're put up in the Siren. We'll see why in a minute. But you put them in Tzayim, by the way, you put them in Tzayim. And yet you still have to swear. In fact, here's the Nachas David, a kasha which mama shocked the world. Halayitz, ain't lach a heilach god of Yisum. This rise later on, when Gamliel holds a heilach is potter, okay? We're passing like that also. Listen to a Zach kasha. I go to a guy and say, Yomi chitim, Yomi $100 worth of chitim. He's made that he's also, we'll soon talk how much he was made of, Balzin. He's potter. So, is there any better case of Halo than that? What's the case of Halo? I paid up. I'm going to pay. I'm about to pay. Here, I'm not just paid up. It's over. I'm not part of a thing. Can you get a better case of Halo than that? What does that say? I think the Nachas love the kasha. Can you get a better case of Halo where your Hadar doesn't even get off the ground? You're part of it. I don't have to pay. I paid. It's all get paid. Right? You can't get a better, in the lesson of Nachas love, you can't get a better Halo than a case where you put it from paying. The case of Halach where you pay, you were about to pay, the pikodin, the money, shtar, shibu karkois, I can go through the whole list, right? Over here, you put it from paying. That's a billion times better than paying, no? Isn't put it a billion times better than paying? In fact, the Nachas David, and the Nesiv is also in a number of places, but the Nachas David over here, that's the Nesiv and out. In fact, the Nachas David, this is the case of Halach. I understand, you put it from paying, the dintar is over. I'll say, Frank Nachas David. What a kasha. Akasha on a Gemara, by the way. It's Akasha on a Tosfos. If you hold a Yipata, which is a Gemara, I don't say Yipata. Pashtus, Yipata, you can like Vedra Romeo. So, it's no Hidoi here, okay? So it's a fascinating Zach. I'm going to say three major Torotsim on this Kasha. In order to answer this Kasha, by Rabbi Say, we have to be Magdim another Kasha. And the other kasha is, forget about Halach. That Amach Halach called the Mizuk, your potter, so then that's the best pace. Case, you can't get a better case of Halach than this, by the way. That's what the Chazdavid is. You paid, your potter. In order to answer this kasha, we have to make them another baseline kasha, which the Ktsais and the Nesiva speak about. The Ktsais is in the Peches of Kohen Yod, asks another kasha, and the feed of the kasha that the Ktsais is, the Ktsais doesn't ask this kasha. The Ktsais in Peches of Kohen Yod asks this kasha. He doesn't ask this kasha, Nachas David, he asks a different kasha. And the kasha that the Ktsais asks is a teretz on this kasha. The Ktsais is a different kasha. The Ktsais says, if Ashtenish, listen to what he asks. He says, you all know, we've spoken already countless times, that a Hidah, in order to be a Chayav Ashur, is a way to victas, It's not enough that the guy was Moida. It has to be a what? Haidah Mechayeves. Where do we see the Ksais? Let's do a little Chazor now. We show the Ksais in two places. Where do we see it? One place is the Ksais learns Zasim Shad and Halach, because the word is, I don't need your Haidah anymore because you paid. By the way, that's only if you actually paid. Let's remind ourselves, right? And the second Ksais we saw, that's how we look Mamash Eni Yochel Lichbor. Mamash Eni Yochel was not called Haidah, because not Haidah Mechayeves, I don't need your Haidah. Remind ourselves, right? They ask you this in Shemayim, we have 220. Where are the two places that the Ksais said that the aside of a Haidah has to be a Haidah Mechayeves? So the Ksais said that's a shot in every halach because you paid. And once you pay, so it's not called the what it's called. It's not called the Haidah, quote unquote. And the second place was used it to explain the Shita Saramba. Remember? That Mamash Eni Yochel Lichbor was called Haidah, and then we got on to Patsk, right? That's what the Ksais said. That only applies by Haidah, doesn't apply by Adas Eidim. That's the Teretz on the Rambam in Hilchos Perchov Beis and Hilchos Eidim, my memory serves me correct. All that read. In fact, the Ksais, I have a better kasha than Achaz Dovah's kasha. Perfect choice, I understand. If I'm to bear you chitim and you're moedis ha'irim, and you're potter, so there's no haidah mechayeves here. That's a perfect choice, you know what I'm saying? The choice in Peches of Kohen Yud asks that you were to bear chitim, you were moedis ha'irim, and you don't have to bear this ha'irim. So the haidah wasn't mechayev you anything. Perfect choice on himself, I'm the haidah mechayeves, I learned out from Rashi in Kedushin Samachayev. We're starting to tie everything together. Rashi in Kedushin Samachayev learned out the mocker for what? He learned it out of. Where did the Rashi Kedushin Samachayev learn it out of? He was out of Moedim Mikzas. And for that, the Ktsais boyed his famous Shita. Then what we have is was Moedim Mikzas. You have to have a water, Haidah Mechayeves. And that's why Haluk is no good. And that's why Mamash Eni Yochel Lichbor is no good. So over here, where you potter on the Sairim, there's no Haidah Mechayeves, you potter. As I affect the Ktsais and Simin, Bei, Ches, Siv, Cotton, Yud, Barchov, Gedela, Admoid. Where's your Haidah over here? You potter. Says the Ktsais, it's Tali. Tifer 8. Says the Ktsais, it depends. Why when a guy is Tavea Chitim, Tanu Chitim, why are you Pata Taka? There are three Pshatim in the Rishonim. One Pshat in the Rishonim, the Ramas brings down, to go down the tour, is that the guy can say Mishat anymore. I was joking. You say you're Tavea Chitim, I said, oh, you say it. I'm making a joke. Right? So nothing's nothing. And in a case like this, I'm allowed to say Mishat anymore. I was just joking, I was holding him. Rashi, that I asked you to see today, I printed out for you. Why Rashi say the reason why Potter is? Because of Mechila. What's Mechila mean? Lamda Shabbat. Since I was Tavea Yuchitim and I wasn't Tavea Yusarim, even on the tzad that I was Tavea Yusarim, but I was Mechila you. What's the raya that I was Mechila you? Because you were Tavea Chitim, why not being Tavea Yusarim? It's vice versa. Even on the tzad that there was a Chayv of Sarim, which I admitted to, you're Mechila me. The Rosh that I brought you down today says that Mishat, what's the reason why you Potter? Because it's Haidah Zbal Din Kameidin on me. What's the Haidah Zbal Din Kameidin on me? I admitted I owe you Sarim, and you admitted that I don't know you Sarim. Where do you admit that you don't know me Sarim? You don't admit that you owe me Sarim because you asked for Chitim, you didn't ask for Sarim. That's asking for Chitim is Haidah, that I don't know you Sarim. So Haidah Zbal Din Kameidin on me. What? Okay, we'll get one second. No, he's going with his shot. That's an emunah, of course. Yeah, says the Ksais like this. Watch this. The fi Rashi, that the reason why you put her on the sermon because the guy was moichel. See, it's not a haidah mechayeves. I come to you chitim and you made the sermon. Liktoch my tefi on chitim that I'm moichel on the sermon. So your haidah on the sermon is not mechayev. It's not a haidah. Says the Ksais, I don't understand how Rabbi Gamliel can come along and say that you swear. When you were made on the Sarah and you put on the Sarah, the Haidah on the Sarah, it's not Haidah Mechayevitz, the guy was Mechalit. Sachtik Tzais, but if the reason why you put was because he was made that you don't own the Sarah, so a fascinating scenario over here, what do we have? He was made that I don't own the Sarah, and I was made that do all the Sarah. What do you have to do? Have a clash of two adults about the incarnated dummy. What do you do in such a case? Have a clash of two Haidahs but didn't command them. He's my dad on the Sarim, I'm going to do on the Sarim. What's Bezdin do in such a case, by the way? What does Bezdin do, first of all? You have a clash of two Haidahs but didn't command them. What do you do? He's my dad, I don't know you, the Sarim. You don't know me, the Sarim. I'm my dad, I know you, the Sarim. I don't command them. Is Bezdin going to go collect from him? No, because he was my dad, they're not. So what do you do? We have a clash of, it's like trade with trade, by the way. Well, what do we do with the money? We leave the money where it is. Abba says the Ktsais, here the Ktsais drops his bomb. But klapi shmaya gali, if you know your chayev, you're about the chayev to pay. What do you say? And it's a mechila with Vadona. Because I'm a mechila, it's also under Babat. No, who says why? Who says that was Michael, by the way? Vaido, I have. Mechila, I don't have. Mechila is a much more drastic step. Mechila means Avita Yohi, and I was Michael. Mechatesi. Vaido is that, in fact, you weren't today. By the way, the Vaido, I understand both in Mechila, by the way. Vaido, either way, the Rosh says it's a Vaido, okay? It could be both. Anyway, the Rosh says it's a Hido, and the Pshat is that by being Tevei Achitim and not being Tzarem, you're doing an act of Hido. One second. Says the Ktsois of Mavodik of Pshat. Says the Ktsois, Kapi Shmai Galya, you're chayav to get the money. Just he can't, Bezdin is not going to go grab because Bezdin has an opposing Hido that says, I'm not chayav. But Kapi Shmai Galya, you're chayav. The Magia brings down on the bottom of the Ktsois, over here in Pechas of Kohen Yud, the Davni Uluim and Simon Tzadik Vov says, Atke Dekach, you're not going to leave on a say, Chisa works. The other guy can grab it. Bezdin won't go collect, but the other guy can grab it. The other guy can say, you admitted your Misoyer, you hear my Sinoyer? Atke Dekach, that your potter means that Bezdin won't go ahead and collect the money from you because it's opposing Hoidah. But you, Klapish Maya Galio, you admitted, you have to pay. And not only that says Davni Uluim, but if the other guy will do a Tfisa, he'll go grab the Sirim, okay? We'll go grab the money of the serum, but the tisa will be chal, because there's a suffix over here. We don't know what to do. Yeah, Maisa? Mela says the Heilige Ktsais, it's in Pechas of Kohen Yud. Look how complicated this got. It's like the Heilige Ktsais, it's in Pechas of Kohen Yud. So you have a Hoidah here. What was it called? You don't have a Hoidah Mechayavis? You have a Hoidah Mechayavis. You have a Hoidah which will have you Klapish Maya. Atke de Kachte, if the guy does a tisa, it works. That's called the Hoidah Mechayavis. As I stay in Ktsais. As I stay in Ktsais, the Ktsais says before, the Ktsais is a preliminary kasha, not the kasha of Nachas David. The Ktsais is a preliminary kasha, not the kasha of Nachas David. He has a preliminary kasha. Forget about Halach. You don't have Hoidah Yevachal. We don't have Hoidah Yevachal. It depends why your potter says the Ktsais. If your potter is the other guy was Michael, you, it's not Hoidah Mechayavis. It doesn't have anything, it was Michael. But if it's a Hoidah connected Hoidah, so your Hoidah was Yevachal, you something, and just the word is Yevachal, I'll spend to go give it. Hold on. If that's the pshat of the Sugya, so the kasha of Nachas David doesn't start. Agreed? Everyone agrees? The Kasha Nachas Dovah doesn't start. Everyone agrees? The Kasha Nachas Dovah doesn't start. What's this Kasha? It's Halach. Why is it Halach? Because you're Potter. You're not Potter. You're not Potter. After Zayvet, that it's called the Hoidah because you owe Klavish Ma'agah. You didn't pay yet. I'm saying that by Teretz and Nachas Dovah's Kasha is a Manashach. Yes, King Halach, I have a better Kasha. Where's the Hoidah? Teretz says it's called Hoidah because I'm Chayav Klav Bishmaya. Nusa Klav Bishmaya, you didn't pay it. Don't make up your mind. That's my Mamanashach. The Mamanashach is, I'm saying, a brilliant Teretz and Nachas Dovah's Kasha. What did Nachas Dovah ask? That every time you potter, it's Halach. It depends what potter means. If potter means you potter in Gansen, so it's Taka Halach. But if potter only means that you potter in Bezdin, but Klav Bishmaya, Chayav, why? Because the Ksais already asked the preliminary Kasha, where's your Hoidah? Why is it called the Hoidah? The answer is, you remember that you Chayav Klav Bishmaya got you. Is after Zoyvay that's called the Hoidah, that Hoidah that wasn't Halach on. I didn't pay up to Shemayim yet. The kasha doesn't stop b'chal. If the emes is like the ktsais, that the reason why it's called a hoidah is because it's called a hoidah klapish mayagai. It's a klapish mayagai. He never paid klapish mayagai. It's not called halach. That's a chayra, a dabra pashat ad moed. That if the ktsais, the kasha doesn't start. I can't hear you. That is what I'm saying. No, it's not true. It doesn't work. No, I don't mean a key of Kabishmaya Gali of your conscience. I'm talking about a key that Tfisa works for. I'm not talking about where you went to the priest and did your video over there. I'm not talking about that, yeah? No, I'm not talking about that. Don't do that. It's not about the way you know Kabishmaya, you know that. I'm talking about a key of it. There's a key over here. Okay, you have a key to pay. I'm telling you that I community that Tfisa helps. One second. That's the Ktsais. So if he's the Ktsais, I think the element agrees the Kasha doesn't start. Because the Manashach, after Zevet, and it's called Haidah, then it's not called Halach, okay? Then the Nesivus over here in Sifkon Gimel says another interesting Teretz. I'm saying it over because it's the Nesivus, but it's a Deichig Meira. The Nesivus says it's going to aggravate the Haidah, aggravate a little bit, and says Hanukkah. The Nesivus says like this. The Nesivus also talks about, first of all, the fundamental question, before you get to the question of Halach. Where's your Haidah, Hebachal, Yipatav? So the Ktsais said it was totally whether it's Mechila or whether it's Hoidah from Medover. It's interesting. The Nesiva says a Teichik Neira, but he goes with it. He says, but all our chavis, he says like this. Avada de zahido, here's a mechila, you can take your pick. If you potter, where's the zahido? And the Siva says, about bata shal umdana. How do you know that the guy was moida, by the way? I came to you and said, yo, mechitim. And he says, moida sirim. Till that point, says in the Siva, there's no mechila, there's no zahido. Maybe he slipped his mind. If after the guy was moida in sirim, I don't say, yeah, yo, me sirim, then it's chal mechila, and then you have a ride as zahido. Till then, you have no idea whether it's a mechila zahido. The Hidon and Mechila only kicks in, Zakhti Nesiv, is after the guy said Zayrim, and you don't respond. If you don't respond to his Zayrim, then it's a right that you'll be Mechila. But the Mechila and the Hidon only kicked in afterwards, and afterwards the Torah's Chal. The Mela, if he said, the Kasha doesn't start either. Why? Kasha number one is, where's your Hidon? The answer is, I have a Hidon over here. My Hidon was a Hidon, B'shas Maisa. I think I was Mechil. It's not Hidon Mechavis, it is Hidon Mechavis. Because if there is a mechila and if there's a haidah, it comes afterwards. I'll give you an example. If a guy made a haidah, and a week later somebody else is meida, or a week later somebody else is meichel, that's not called a haidah mechayavis. A lot that's called a haidah mechayavis. B'shas to haidah was mechayavis. Afterwards, new developments. For that same reason, it's not called halach either. I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm meida to $1,000, and a week later I come to you and I give you $1,000. Is that called halach? Chas v'shalom. It has to be b'shas meisa to end the din tayer, correct? Correct? One second, you hear what I'm saying to you? Meila, I don't push it. It's Haidah Mechayevus because B'shas to Haidah. It's Haidah Mechayevus, the Mechila and Haidah didn't kick until afterwards. As I stated in the Sivas, if he's there, there's no kasha from Halach either. If I go to a guy and say, I owe you $1,000, and then a week later I pay you, that's called Halach. Chas v'shalom. B'shas to Maisa, the Haidah is a full scale Haidah. Is he about over here, the Mechila and Haidah kick? The Kitta, the Nesivas squirms out of this with a very simple Zach. He squirms out of it like nothing. And the, all this is the teretz to the, but you all realize that this teretz only makes sense if the reason why it's together of Halach is together of Haidah. It's called Haidah, it's not called Haidah, this whole business, okay? I once said for Rav Asher, he said, I'm worried to go for it. The cover is Zeis Hanukkah. I can't think of anything other way of ending Hanukkah and this Mur, the Golom, the Shavuot, which ties together everything we spoke about. He said he has a different title than Nachas David. He said a whole Akadama to it. I want to say the Akadama. I go to a guy, I say, you owe me Chitim, and he admits Sayyarim. He says, I'm going to do it, you swear. So a very interesting Shaila. It's a Shaila of Boshar Yest. Why are you swearing? Because you're Moit to Sayyarim. Moit to Sayyarim, forget about the cash of Hedon Mechavis. Let's argue on the Ktzayis for 5 minutes and say there's no such thing in Yehudah Mechayavis. So there's a Hamtzah of the Ktzayis, correct? It's Hamtzah of the Ktzayis. The Ktzayis said the whole thing in Yehudah Mechayavis, all times din. You know, I'll wait. So why do you swear? You swear because I said I want Chitim, you admitted Sayyarim, and you don't need me Min Hatayin, he doesn't know that that's Russia. So you say, Victor Basha, I have a preliminary Kasha. Hello, every time, why is there a Torah called Halach? Because I say that on the chelik that I paid you, the time is over, correct? That means, I go to you, I say, owe $1,000, you give me $500 cash. Why do we say the haidah is not mechayev, you will go to miri? Because I'm misalik the taina, I took care of the taina. On that chelik, there's no taina, correct? So the reason why every helik is what there is because the haidah has to be a haidah to the time, saying tifa right now. What's the pasuk on helik without the ktzais? A haidah has to be a haidah to a taina, correct? So if I ask you for $1,000 and you're moed to $500, that's good, you're moed to my taina. What happens if you pay me the $500 on the spot? It's not a haidah to a taina. I took care of the taina. That's not called moed mixtus. Whose pshat would you say that? Who was that pshat? That was a pshat of the Meiri. That was a pshat of Yivikiv Egrin Shavuos, right? Where it's not called helps to bear you two kesef, two prutus, right? I want to go over this pshat again. Can I say it over again? I go to you, say, owe me $1,000. You're moed to $500 and you pay cash. What was the posh pshat I held at his pot and not the ktsois? He said the Meiri because the haidah wasn't the haidah to a taina. I took care of the taina. I got rid of the taina. There's not, correct? And a haidah has to be a haidah to a taina. If I got rid of the taina, if I erased it, the entire, I closed the case, that's not political. Victor Basha, I don't understand. So according to Rav Gamliel, every time you made on Sayyarim, was there ever a taina on Sayyarim? There's never a taina on Sayyarim. And yet you see, you chayev because you were made, even though you weren't made to any taina. Said Rav Asher, would it be true to say that according to Rav Gamliel, there can't be a Ptur of Helach? Would it be true to say that according to Rav Gamliel, there can't be a Ptur of Helach because the whole Ptur of Helach is based on the fact that need you to be moided to a taina. And when you pay, there's no taina anymore. Although every time you moided on Sayyarim, you're not being moided to a taina. It's not you did an act of haidah. You're not being moided to the taina at all. So you don't need a haidah to a taina. Is that true? That's what Bosh Hashanah, first of all. I want to talk about the heart of Rimon Leo, because the heart of Rimon Leo is the gate to the heart of Shavuos. I was Tavei Yuchitim, and you were my desire. Okay? So you were my desire. I wasn't Tavei Yuchitim, I was Tavei Yuchitim. And yet you're Chayiv, you don't even know Taina. Does that mean that the Hidot doesn't have to be to a Taina? Any freestanding Hidot is Chayiv? And Rosh said, if that's true, so then there's never a Helach, because what's the problem of Helach every time? I took care of the Taina, so what? Well, nice, you didn't act the Hidot. As I'm saying, such a kasha. Yeah, again, Rav Asher is the shayla. Every Rabbi Gamliel is a major shayla. I'll say the answer in a second. Every Rabbi Gamliel, when I'm telling you chitim and you're admitting sayurim, why chayav shvur? You're moida, but you weren't moida to a taina. The teretz is, you don't need to be moida to a taina. Is that the pshat? You don't need to be moida to a taina. Anytime a guy does a freestanding hoidah, it's chayav shvur. You don't need a hoidah to a taina. So Rav Asher said, then you knocked out the hoptor of helach, because the hoptor of helach is that by me paying the money, I got rid of the taina. Forget about that. Stam. I made a hoidah. What's the difference if I paid it? What's the mile of paying? The mile of paying is that I erased the taina. I don't need a taina. I just need to make a hoidah. So I made a hoidah.
I only erased the taina, I didn't erase the
hoidah. I didn't say you erased it. No. No, anyway, I'm not going to shout out next day. We're going to shout out the Amiri.
I was
misalik the hoidah? The guy didn't act the hoidah. He's misalik the Torah. There's no tfi on that anymore. So I'm not being moida to a tfi because I took care of the tfi. But the hoidah I have. If he taught me that a freestanding hoidah is mechayav shvur, the guy was moida. So basically, stam shayla. What's the emek of Rav Gamliel? The emek of Rav Gamliel is that stam or hidah is mechayev. You don't need a tain at all. So what's your tain in Amorit Gazach? You all know there's a bavuster of Kiv Eger in Baba Kama Dachlam and Beis, which takes us to the heart. This is the tifazach. You know the Kiv Eger? I says bavust. Make a mocha. I'm making the mocha. That's not bavust to you, yeah. Kivagin shows up on the way, he says a famous lach. Yeah? If I go to a guy and I say, you owe me chitim $100, and he says, I owe you sayim $100, is he chayav shvur? Gamliel says, Tano chitim v'hoi lo sayim chayav. I go, you say, you owe me $100 of chitim, he admits, I owe you $100 of sayim. Is that cool? You chayav shvur or not? I want them to take 2 seconds and think. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Ta'anu chitim hoy lavasarim yechayev." She was moedim mikzas, right? What was the case, brother? You thought about what the case was? You didn't think about it. So let's talk about it. I was tovei $100 worth of chitim. You were moed $100 worth of sarim. That's the case we have a shul. Why not? By the way, I'm tovei you $100 of chitim. You're kofer in $100 of chitim, and you're moed in $100 of sarim. Why not? Why is that moedim mikzas? I was moedim mikzas. I was kofer in $100 of chitim. I was moed $100 of sarim. 1 second. I said, I heard it's Haidu Sarim. I admit $100 Sarim. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say anything more there. I'm putting on the table a fascinating Shiloh, which is Bavust of an elephant, yeah? It's Bavust. I go to a guy and I say, you owe me $100 Chitim. He admits Sarim. So, you're okay for $100 of Chitim, and you admit $100 Sarim. It's Moedim and Mikzas, no? I, it's Tuminim. Tuminim. I, there's no time, that's what I'm asking. What does that say? Such a case? What? How did you learn this way? What was the case from Gomel Hill? I was tovei 100 of chitim, and he was moed 100 of sarim. Says Rabbi Kiv Eger, no way. That's not called moed mikzas. That's called moed bakol. I was tovei 100 of chitim, and the answer is Rabbi Kiv Eger says it's a double pashut. That well, tefias are relevant to money. So when I want to know what you were tovei, I was tovei you owe me $100. You were moed, you owe me $100. That's not called moed mikzas. Yeah, man, that's not called moed mikzas. So first of all, Rabbi Vega says that it has to be a case that I was to bear you $100 of chitim, you made $80 of sarim. Aleph. I was to bear you $100 of chitim, and you made $80 of sarim. That's Aleph. That's Aleph. Otherwise, it's called, not called made the mix, and I was to bear you $100. You made $100. Tain and nitin is always in the money. And if I was to bear you $100, you made $100, that's not called made the mix. That's made the mix means I was to bear you $100 of chitim, you made $80 of sarim. Now, maybe in Yovin, if the Pshat of Gamliel was that I don't need a tefiah, I could just make a Haidah freestanding, so Rabbi Kiv Eger doesn't make any sense. I was to pay $100. I was made $100 of Sarim, finished. What's the difference of 180? Anyway, there's no tefiah on Sarim. If there's no tefiah on Sarim, what's Rabbi Kiv Eger talking about? If there's no tefiah on the Sarim, what do you mean 180? There's no tefiah on the Sarim, Bachal. There's two different tefiahs. The answer is Rabbi Kiv Eger Tashtanin. that the tvi on the serum is a hoidah to tvi on the chitim. It is a tvi, a hoidah, because I was tovei you $100 and I was made the 80 of that $100. I was made in the serum, my friend. And Rabbi Gamliel was mechadish that you can make a hoidah shalom of two minim. But avada in that state, Rabbi Gamliel is like this. If the din would be that the tvi on the chitim and the hoidah on the serum have nothing to do with each other, right? Rabbi Gamliel doesn't make any sense. Why, if I was tovei you chitim $100 and I was made it, anyway, I wasn't waiting. Anyway, Rabbi Gamliel holds you don't have to make a hoidah to a tvi. If Rabbi Gamliel was mechadish, then you don't have to make a hoidah to a tvi. You can just get up and make a hoidah. So what's Rabbi Gamliel hacking that it has to be that you said 80? If he said 100 also, I made a hoidah to myself. The answer is, avada and avada, the tvi on the chitim is the tvi on the sirim. I'm being to value you $100 and you were made to me 80, just the 80 was in sirim. That's aleph. So avada, there's a tvi over here. And avada, you need a hoidah to a tvi. Aleph. And that's called the Hoidah B'Mikzas, because I was to value you $100, and you were made the 80 of it. Said Rav Asher, but one thing is for sure. Comes along the din, and you putter. Now you putter from the 80 of the Sirem. This is what Rav Asher said. You putter from the 80 of the Sirem. Why you putter? Mechila. All the Gnotic says. Said Rav Asher, okay, so what's the Kasha Nachas Dabba now? Helech, you putter. One game's over. Said Rav Asher, what do you mean, you putter? You weren't Mesalik the Tviyah. Your pitur on the 80 was misalik the tvi of the chitim. Your misalik the tvi of the chitim. The tvi of the chitim is oimit v'kayim. You never admitted to the chitim. Is if you would tell me that the tvi of the chitim has no shaykhs b'chal to leidah on the sirim. If you would tell me that the Rebbe Gamliel was mechadish, that the tvi and leidah have nothing to do with each other b'chal. So then b'chal you don't have helach. I'm not even sure what the whole story is over here b'chal. The answer is that avada in the internal world of Rebbe Gamliel, there is a relationship between the tvi and the taina. My response is to the tvi. Said Rav Asher, very good. Your response is to the Tviya on a momentistic level. But Lamaisa, can you look me in the eye and tell me I was Masalik the Taina? How was I Masalik the Taina? The guy said, you owe me 100 of Chitim. I wasn't Masalik the Taina. So I patted myself on the 80 of the Sirim. And that's called Moida to your Tviya. Because you have a Tviya of 100, I was Moida to 80. But I wasn't Masalik the Tviya. Although I wasn't Masalik $80 of the Tviya on the Chitim. I was Masalik $80 of the $80 of the Chayiv. But you were to pay me a different $100. See, even though it's true that it has a din tevei, it has a din of taina to me in order to create moed v'miktsas. But if I ask you practically, you close the case on the 100 of the chitim, you close the case on his tviya. There's no tviya here anymore. And you'll ask me again. I'll repeat myself. What do I need a tviya? Anyway, there wasn't a tviya on the serum. I see Rabbi Kivay gets called. There wasn't a tviya on the serum. That means that it is called a tviya on the serum. But you can't tell you were salik the tviya. You can't tell the tviya is not here anymore because the tviya at the end of the day was a tviya on chitim. Said Rav Asher, he doesn't understand the kasha nachas dovid b'chal. Just think somebody asked. What did nachas dovid ask? That every time you putter on the sirim, so it's automatically helach. Said Rav Asher, what's the lamdas of helach? Lamdas of helach is that I'm misalik the tfiyah. Over here you weren't misalik the tfiyah. The tfiyah is chayv akayim. I have a tfiyah on $100 of chitim. You'll tell me, what do you mean I wasn't misalik the tfiyah? There's b'chal no tfiyah on the sirim. Avada, there is a tfiyah on the sirim. It's called, there's a tfiyah. The hidol was klapi a tfiyah. But I wasn't misalik the tfiyah. So I could dance at both chasinas, which is making Rabbi Dov very nervous here. Right? I'm dancing at two chasinas. On one hand, I'm saying, what do you say? No, I didn't say I'm being tveh the serum. That's not what I said. Chas v'shalom. I said be tveh the serum. I said that the tviya is measured by money. It's called that I responded to a tviya of $100. That's called the hoidah was a hoidah to a tviya. Every hoidah has to have a tviya. If it's not a hoidah to a tviya. That's Rabbi Gordon. On one hand, it's called that I was moide to a tvi. It has to have a shem moide b'miktas. That's measured by money. But avada and avada, practically speaking, my tvia for the money was through the taina of chitim. And by admitting sirim, I'm not misalik any taina. But I wasn't misalik. The case is closed. Yeah, the case is closed. I said the case is not closed. You'll tell me, what are you coming to say? The case is not closed. The tvia is still kayam. There's no tvia anywhere on the sirim. So on a momentous level, there is a tviyah. It means we're dancing over here at an intrinsic zach, minei abei. I want to answer Nachas Dov at Kasha by saying that the Kasha is a mistake. If the yisoid of Halach means that I took off the tviyah and I closed the case, over here you didn't close the case, okay? If you tell me if I didn't close the case, why? Because the tviyah is on chitim. So where b'chal did moed mixes over here? Where's b'chal moed mixes over here? The tviyah and the hadar have nothing to do with each other. The tviyah and the hadar have nothing to do with each other. The tviyah is on that and the hadar is on that. So the door wasn't to the tvi'ah. Now we have Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager says that in the numbers, if in the numbers it's called that I was moided to less than you demanded, that's called a moided mixas. That means there is a tvi'ah over here on chitim, and there's also a tvi'ah here for money. Klapi, the money shaboy, I was moided to part of the money. That's called moided miktas. But you can't go ahead and I'm part of that money. I'm part of that money because it was I take a reason, because you were moichel, okay? Since you weren't a veda sarim, you were moided. You'll tell me, okay, so we close the case. What do you mean we close the case? We close the case that there's no tvi on this money, and well, there's still a tvi on the money. Because the chitim, I didn't answer you. I, you'll tell me if there's no, if I never answered the tvi, so we're bechal der hoida. The answer is, avada, the shem hoida is chal because monetarily wise, I was moided to you part of the sum you asked for me. You asked me for X sum, and I was moided to part of that sum. That's called moided miktas. But Silva Katvia to go say that the case is closed when I was made to Sairim and I put there on the Sairim. So the Hadan the Sairim could give me a Shem Maida Bemiktas. It could give me a Shem Maida Bemiktas when you were Tevea 100, I was Maida 80. That's true, because you were Tevea me 100, I was Maida 80. But at the end of the day, even if I'm put there on the 80, there's no way you can come along and say that the case was closed, that there's no Tvia anymore. At the end of the day, the Tvia for the 100 was Al-Shitim, not Al-Sairim, and that I was never Maida. So I'm not put there from Bechal. It's not this Rebosha, I'll explain to you what I'm saying. I was waiting for you to ask that. How did Rebosha explain it when you heard it 2 months ago? Huh? You said it quicker than I said it? A lot quicker, right? This is the new people like me in the ship. Yeah. Listen carefully. I'm joking. Nobody clap what he said, by the way. I spoke to a few buffer. Yeah, it was too quick. It was quick. This got my nerves. Did you hear what he asked me? He asked me, why did I say Boshtekach? What am I mixing Hoidu with Kosh for? Just say the second part, correct? I can't say a second part without the first part. Vazvar's Vare. Rabbi Mike is asking a good kash, which means he understood what I said. He's asking like this. Get up and say that the Yisoid of Helach means you Masalik the Taina, and what? And get up and you Masalik the Taina, so the ball comes over. Oh wait, you don't have Masalik the Taina, because over here the Taina of Chitim is still Emet V'Kayim. Correct? You can only get up and say that pshat la mitoi if you're going to tell me that that tain is relevant to the Hidoh. If that tain has no shayach with the Chaldadah, so you can't go tell me, oh, the tain which caused the thing is still relevant. The tain is not relevant to the Hidoh. Notice, you could get up and ask a different kash. You could say, Bechal, how do you have Helich over here? We're going to be up because the Hidoh is not to a tain. But if you want to get up and say over the following sentence, it's not called Helich when I make Hidoh on Sairim because the tain is still intact. In fact, the Boshur, how can I say such a thing out of my mouth? Which time is still intact? The time in the Chitim, the Chitim is not a time in the Sarim. So how can I say out of my mouth a sentence that the Ptor on the Sarim is not called Helech, because I wasn't misalik the time of the Chitim, which is still Chayvakayim. In fact, the Boshur, what do you mean still Chayvakayim? The time of the Chitim is not Chayvakayim. It never was Chayvakayim like Abi the Sarim. So what are you talking about? So what are you saying to me? What's it for? The whole Kashas makes sense. There's no Helech for everyone we all. You're going to say the sentence that the Taino, which was the Siba for the Shvuah, is still Chai V'Kayim, even after I was parted from the Hidah, right? In fact, the Kasha, what do you mean the Taino is still Kayim? The Taino is Bechal Hindu Asayim. On Sayim, there never was a Taino Bechal. There never was a Taino before, there never was a Taino afterwards. So why are you Bechal hacking a cup with Helix? What are you telling me to Rutsim that the Taino is still around? So the Hidah didn't close the Taino. There never was a Taino around Bechal. There never was a Taino Bechal on Sayim. What do you mean the Taino is still intact? There never was a Taino. That's what he said, yeah? That's why he said this introduction. That Avada, the Taina, is a Taina to the Sairim. Otherwise, Bechlal, the whole story doesn't start. If you don't have a Taina, how can you have a Hidah? If you don't have a Taina, how can you have a Hidah? Avada, the Taina, there was a Taina and there was a Hidah. Now, the Pshad is, you'll tell me that there's a Silaka Taina that you don't have, because the Maya said the details of the Taina was nothing. You hear what I'm saying? Mark. What? No, you can't say. What you could say is, don't say either shtickle and say the whole thing doesn't stop, Bechal, the whole thing's a mistake. That according to Gamliel, you don't need a taina, so Bechal, the whole thing of Helik doesn't begin. But if you don't want to say that, and I want to say that the nusach is that the taina is still intact, I have to explain that there is a taina here. Thank you for bringing that up. It'll be the regular, what's it called, feel about it. Of course, I'll have back to regular schedule, even though some of you didn't notice.